Hi, this is Brian with Kingdom to Connect, extending a warm welcome to those listening today. It's been a little longer than I would like since my last podcast, and my hope is that I will become more consistent with this because I really do enjoy sharing what the Lord puts on my heart. And our hope as believers is that we can always share these things with one another in the hopes that it will help to sharpen each other. And that is a big reason that I like to do things like this. This is January 4th, first podcast of 2022, so that's exciting. The last time we spent talking about 1 John 4, 16 through 18, and I shared about how God is love. That those who remain in love remain in God and God remains in them. Talked about the abiding lifestyle, what it means, what it looks like, how do we do it? And today, what the Lord put on my heart is to really back up to the very beginning of verse 16. And it says, "We have come to know and come to believe the love which God has for us." And as I first read that, it really gripped me, especially the end of that says, which God has for us. So, trying to get my mind wrapped around that God has this, and that word has is echo, that God echoes for us. So the idea is like this, the picture, if I were to paint a picture of this, that God wears this, it's like a garment. He possesses it. He has it. It's his. Love is his. It's all over him. It's his nature. It's who he is. And he has this for us. So we are to enter into this, and not just to enter into it, but to remain in it, not to depart from it ever. That this becomes our new nature. It's like, an apple tree that just bears the fruit of apples. That's just what the apple tree does, it's what it is. That's its job. It can't do anything else if it wanted to. That's just what it's been designed to do, and that's what it does. And so, taking this idea back to, okay, where does this all begin? Because it's pretty deep stuff. It's like, okay, so God is love. He actually has love, he possesses it. It's his character. It's his nature. It's who he is. So how do we even enter into this? How did they enter into this? Well, it says we have come to know. So this was a process of kind of a process of personal experience. They became acquainted first hand in this love which God echoes, which God has, he possesses for them. So it was a process of coming to know, which takes time. It is very much like just a deep intimacy of knowing that, okay, there's this love and it's taking time and I'm walking with the Lord and seeking him and just getting alone with him and just learning about this God who is love and what is my part in all of this? How do I enter into this and actually walk this out? How does this work its way into my life and at my very core? I become this. I put this on like a garment, just like God, my Father. And I just begin to wear this, and it, the way that I look the way that I live. This is my whole appearance now, this love that he has for me. So it is a process. It takes time of getting to know. And then it says, we have come to believe. So they've entered into this process of coming to know about, really enter into this intimacy with God and getting to know this love that he is, that he has for us. And once we do that, we come to believe. We have this faith, this trust. It's like, wow, God, I know you, and I know this love that you are and this love that you have for me and want me to enter into. And so now, because of that, I'm going to put my faith in you. I'm going to trust you and really begin to walk this out and just begin to just set the thoughts of my mind and the attitudes of my heart on this knowing that I am changed, that I am transformed because I know you, I know your love, I know this love which you have for me and that you want me to enter into, to remain in, and that this might be perfected in me. And so I just trust you. I trust you. I put my faith in you each and every moment of every day. And this is who I am now. At my very core, I'm going all in. I'm completely dumping the old wife life, the old way of living, and I'm entering into, fully entering into this now, into this reality, this idea, this knowing that you are love and that you have this love for me and you want me to enter into this with you, to put on this garment of love, to bear this out in my life. And so quickly, let's look back at what kind of love is this? Well, this is agape love. This is what is God's preference. It's asking, okay, Lord, well, what do you prefer? Actively doing what you prefer. By his power, by his direction. It's this affection for him. And that everything flows out of that. Every choice that I make, everything that I do, it all flows from that, from him, Christ living his life through me. So it's just giving preference to him in everything. Preferring to live through Christ, choosing what he wants, and just being obedient and walking that out. So it would be good to go back and listen to the first podcast as well, so that you have an understanding of that love, that preference, what that really looks like as we walk that out with each other in everyday life, how we lift each other up and give preference first to what he wants and then preference to one another in our everyday lives. That's what he wants. So, just to recap here, it's this process of coming to know, entering into this intimacy with God. And then once we do that, there is a faith and a trust that is established in him and in the love that he has for us, that he possesses for us. And he wants to dress us in that garment of love and that we remain in that garment, therefore remaining in him and he remains in us. And so it's just that whole remaining, abiding lifestyle. We just enter into it full on, 100%. And so all of our life, everything that we think and do stems from this reality. Pretty exciting stuff. So on that note, I'll sign off, encouraging you to seek him like a hidden treasure so that you may rejoice and delight in him. Stay alert and sober-minded. Until next time.